is my life, my vote. Have your say now. Tweet hashtag my life, my vote.
Hello, good evening. I'm Daryl Morris and welcome to our Summit Up the Tower. In a world of global media, social networks, with the world at our fingertips, what does politics mean to us here in Britain today? In the run-up to what is looking like one of the closest general elections in a generation, we've been asking two things. Firstly, how engaged are people with what politicians say and do? Do people care, even? And if not, why not? And should young people be given a voice? Should 16 and 17-year-olds be allowed to say who runs their country and be given the vote? We are here, high above Liverpool, in St John's Beacon, with a panel of specially invited guests, including Luciana Berger, here on behalf of the Labour Party. Kira Brodie is a youth MP. Miguel of MD Productions, three times Britain's Got Talent semi-finalist. So close every time, Miguel, so close. Alison McGovern, also here on behalf of the Labour Party. Chris Brown is standing for the Lib Dems. Dale Taylor is here from the UKIP. And Jake Moran from the Green Party will also be hearing from the Conservative Party leader, David Cameron, a little bit later on as well. And we'll be hearing the views of people all across England and Scotland. And the people here are our invited guests in the room. Hi, everybody. And you as well. You can get involved tonight with our hashtag on Twitter, hashtag my life, my vote. We'd love you to be a part of the conversation and get stuck in debating fellow hashtag users as well. Hashtag my life, my vote. So let's get stuck in. More from our Summit Up the Tower after this.
This is my life, my vote. Have your say now. Tweet hashtag my life, my vote.
I'm Daryl Morris and this is the Summit Up the Tower. We are asking whether politics is truly for everybody and whether more young people should be able to vote. We've got a panel of specially invited guests and a bunch of people who've all come together to chew the fat as well this evening. So, what does politics mean to people our age? Let's get stuck straight into the audience. I'm going to try and grab a hold of somebody. Hello, what's your name?
Natalie.
Hello, Natalie. Welcome to our Summit Up the Tower. So, how interested in politics are you? Does it matter to you?
Not particularly, no.
And so, what if you could, off the top of your head, if you could think the reason that you're not particularly bothered in politics, what would that be?
To be honest, it's just not my, like, field. Like, if I was to vote, though, I would do whatever my mum and dad voted for.
Okay, interesting. I think a lot of people your age probably think the same thing. Luciana, you are an MP for the Labour Party. That's a problem for you, right?
Well, it's really important that we get as many young people involved and engaged as possible to really understand why voting is relevant. And you know, it's a responsibility of me as an MP and my colleagues, but it's also a responsibility of everyone to get out there and understand that if you've got a vote, you should use it so that your voice is heard.
Kira, you're probably on the opposite end to that. You are a young person who is interested, who so interested that you got actively involved and became a member of the Youth Parliament. Could you just tell us what the Youth Parliament actually is and what that does? Because there'll be a lot of people sat at home thinking, oh, there's a Youth Parliament?
Okay, so the UK Youth Parliament is a representative organisation made up of 11 to 18-year-olds across the UK. So each constituency in the UK has members of Youth Parliament, the ones that are members of Youth Parliament, not all constituencies are. This year we're campaigning on the living wage and better mental health provision for young people.
Excellent. And you're, I suppose, on the opposite end in that, so you're massively engaged in politics. What sparked off your interest in the first place? What makes you different?
Well, I think it's the fact that I know that 18 to 25-year-olds are the least likely to vote, and I think that is reflected in the agenda of the government, because they don't have to appeal to young people because we don't keep them in their jobs as such. So I think in that sense it is important that young people do get involved in politics to make the politicians listen to us and change the agenda, so it's not all about pensioners.
Hello, what's your name?
Jenny.
Do you vote?
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel like you're engaged with politics? Do you feel part of the debate? Do you feel like you have a voice?
Not so much, to be honest. I've only really voted because I've been at home and my mum and dad have said, let's go and vote. And I've just voted from what they've told me. I've never really got involved in politics so much.
Miguel, you work with a lot of people who are 15 to 25. Yeah. Do you feel like those people are interested or bothered? I mean, are they talking about these issues?
Completely not. I'd say about 95% of the people that I work with don't have an interest in politics or feel inferior or threatened to it, and is not something that they go by. It's a real issue for where we sit.
when I came and joined you and spoke to all of your dancers, actually the issues we're talking about are the issues that they really care about and really matter.
Yeah, they are really passionate, and as Luciana said, that I've never really been engaged in politics myself until I met Luciana, took me to Parliament, and another lady called Gloria Del Piero, and I was really engaged in politics from that point and seeing it as a totally different perspective. And Luciana was kind enough to come into the studio and speak to some of the young people about politics, and until they met Luciana they felt a real distance. Yet now we have a new cohort of people on the project, and I'm facing the same issue as I faced last time.
Let's just come back quickly back to our person who doesn't vote. Is there something that's playing on your mind? Are there things on your sort of day-to-day life you think, oh, I wish that was different?
To be honest, a lot of my friends, like in university, like paying a lot of money. That's why I put university off and decided to go to work. Like student fees are just too expensive at the moment, and that does bother me a lot. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, very interesting. Well, we'll come to that a little bit later on. There's plenty more to be said on university tuition fees, something a lot of people are going to be sat at home right now probably worrying about. So a good point well made. Also on the way next, we're going to find out what happened last year in Scotland. Something quite extraordinary, in fact. More from our summit up the tower after this.
This is My Life. My vote. Have your say now. Tweet hashtag My Life My Vote.
I'm Daryl Morris, and this is our Summit Up the Tower. Now, we've been campaigning to try to secure a debate around votes in the general election for 16 and 17-year-olds. We're here today in Liverpool, up St John's Beacon, to chew the fat and to find out what makes people interested in politics and, most importantly, what's putting young people off politics. We've got our panel, including Luciana Berger of the Labour Party, Kira Brody, who's a youth MP, and Miguel of MT Productions and a three-time semi-finalist on Britain's Got Talent. Something happened already, of course, in Scotland, the Scottish referendum. Quite an extraordinary affair. Conor Gillies is with two 17-year-olds who had something unusual last year in Scotland, the power to vote.
Yeah, Daryl, I'm here in Glasgow with Laura and also Samuel as well. Samuel, you're more into your politics than Laura. How would you describe yourselves as being engaged then?
I try to be engaged as much as I can, but I find it quite difficult to kind of be involved, as I find it's kind of more targeted towards adults than it is teenagers.
Samuel, what about you?
Yeah, I found it hard at first, but once like, it started getting more involved for younger people, that's when I found myself more passionate about it.
100,000 young people, 16 and 17-year-olds, were, you know, registered to vote for the referendum. What was the feeling building up to that? Because it was a really historic moment. You hadn't been given the vote before.
I liked the idea that they gave 16-year-olds a vote, but I do think that maybe there wasn't a lot for kind of teenagers, even though we were given the vote. I don't think that there was maybe enough information or kind of maybe events on for like teenagers, because not everyone knows sort of the same amount about politics, so maybe some people just voted because they wanted to, not because for the right reasons.
So you were given the right to vote in the independence referendum. It's now been taken off you. The general election is just a couple of weeks away. How does that, is that not a bit weird?
If you can die for your country, then I'm sure you should be able to have the choice about who rules the country. I've never agreed with that.
Yeah, things like, you know, being able to get married at 16 but you can't vote till you're 18, that's a kind of very big difference, because they're both big responsibilities. So I would think that, you know, 16-year-olds should be also given the right to vote on who's going to lead their country for 5 years.
Is it not a bit weird that you can, you know, for example, marry an MP because you're 16, but you can't actually vote for an MP? Is that not a bit strange?
Yeah, that's very strange.
Yeah, I agree
very
with
unfair.
That one, yeah.
Okay, Daryl, back to you.
Thank you very much, Connor. Amazing. So you can marry an MP but not vote for them. Let's go to the MP, Luciana. What are you doing later?
I'm trying to get married in a couple of months' time.
No, that's a shame. So you are, as the politician, yeah. What's the opinion then? 16, 17-year-olds should be given the vote?
I support votes at 16, and the Labour Party supports votes at 16. And in addition to the reasons that we just heard on that piece from Glasgow, I think that if you are in a job and you're paying taxes, which you can do and you will be doing from the age of 16, then you should be able to have a say in how those taxes are spent in terms of the party that's in charge of, running the country.
Sure, definitely. Let's speak to some of the other people that we've got here as well on behalf of the other political parties. Dale, you're standing for UKIP. Votes for 16, 17-year-olds. Would it work?
Not at the minute, because we don't teach politics at GCSE level. I think if we did, then you know, people might be able to actually go into the ballot box with an informed decision. But at the minute, you know, personally at 16, I wouldn't have even known who to vote for because I wasn't interested in politics.
I can see that Chris, who is here on behalf of the Lib Dems, wriggling away in his seat there, desperate to have his say on this. Votes for 16, 17-year-olds, is that a good thing? Should 16 and 17-year-olds be allowed to decide who runs the country?
Definitely. I think the difference is that, well, people are engaged in political issues. It's the difference between being engaged in political issues and party politics. And I think the party politics side of things is fundamentally where people are getting disenfranchised by the system, really.
OK, are there any 16, 17-year-olds in the room by any chance? OK, great. How old are you?
16.
Would you vote? Were 16, 17-year-olds allowed to?
I would vote, but I do feel like I would just vote on behalf of my mum's or dad's decision, and I feel like I should be educated on the kind of different views of every party, so I'd make an informed decision and saying I want this kind of thing in the country.
Interesting. OK. Well, we're going to hear what some of the big dogs think on this next, including Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron. What do the people at the top think of 16 and 17-year-olds voting? More from our Summit of the Tower after this.
This is My Life, My Vote. Have your say now. Tweet hashtag My Life, My Vote.
I'm Daryl Morris. This is our Summit Up the Tower. We are here in Liverpool in St John's Beacon, chewing the fat on whether 16 and 17-year-olds should be allowed to vote. Keep your comments coming as well using the hashtag MyLifeMyVote. Get involved in the debate over on Twitter. Now, last year in the Scottish referendum, 16 and 17-year-olds were given the vote for the first time. But should 16, 17-year-olds be allowed to vote in the up-and-coming general election? Mick Coyle has been asking the leaders of all main parties if they would debate this issue.
Yeah, so we've been raising the issue with Britain's top politicians, and it's probably fair to say we got a mixed response. Specifically, we asked them if they would back a parliamentary debate on the matter. We'll start with the Prime Minister, David Cameron, who of course is a Conservative. He says other parties can raise the issue if they want, but he thinks 18 is the right age.
I think if there is a vote, my view is still that 18 is the best age for majority. And for voting, it's the age when so many other things kick in as well. I think the challenge is about trying to get across how voting can make a difference. This is going to be the most important election for a generation. There is a real choice here. We can carry on with the competent long-term plan, or we can put it all at risk, having Ed Miliband and Ed Balls running the country. It's a very stark choice. It's a very big difference.
So that's David Cameron. Nick Clegg is the Deputy Prime Minister as part of the coalition government. He's also the leader of the Lib Dems. Now, he's told us it's just a matter of time before people like Cameron, who don't think 16-year-olds should get the vote, change their minds.
They'll come round to it eventually, because clearly it just doesn't make any sense that a 17-year-old can serve in the army and can't vote for the politicians who might send him or her, you know, into battle, so to speak. It just doesn't make any sense.
On to Ed Miliband, who wants to be the next UK Prime Minister. He leads the Labour Party. He has pledged to support a change in the law and give 16-year-olds the vote.
You know, 16-year-olds can work and pay taxes. They are the future of our country. They've seen, for example, the EMA taken away from them. I think their voice really matters, and I think we should hear their voice in our politics. And, you know, it was tried in Scotland in the referendum. Lots of people were very cynical about it, that it was a bad idea. I've always thought it's a good idea, and I want to carry out my promises to young people. I want to not just make the promises, but keep the promises, and I'm going to do that on Votes at 16.
Someone who doesn't agree with Ed Miliband is Nigel Farage from UKIP. He's happy to have a debate, he's told us, but he says it's not a priority for his party.
I mean, I'm the sort of person that says we should debate everything. You know, the whole point about UKIP is we've come into politics to try and open up debate. So I'm very happy, you know, with Ed Miliband and others to have this debate, but I don't see it myself as being a burning priority. You know, you can reduce the voting age to 12 if you want to, but if they're not turning out to vote anyway, surely that's a much bigger problem. So I would rather focus on why young people are not engaged with politics. That strikes me as being far more important.
Now, it's probably worth saying at this stage, the Scottish National Party have also said that they back votes for 16 and 17-year-olds in all future elections.
Thank you very much, Mick. Some interesting stuff from the main party leaders there. Back to the tower then. Kira, come to you first, because as a member of the Youth Parliament, you campaigned to get a debate from the leaders, from politicians, on whether 16 and 17-year-olds should be allowed to vote, right?
Yeah, that's true. So our campaign from 2013 to 14 was for Vote 16. We campaigned for that because we think that young people at the moment aren't voting, they're the least likely to vote, but we do think that the franchise should be extended further, because if you get young people voting when they're 16, while education is still compulsory, while we can talk about it in schools, while we can have MPs in schools, Luciana's visited my school, and while we can have them conversations, young people will start voting then, and then they'll carry on doing so. And I think if we give young people the responsibility to vote when they're 16, it will empower them, it will believe that they've got like a stake in society and are not just being like forgotten about, and we can have a job, we can pay taxes, but we can't vote until we're 18. Like, it just doesn't really make sense.
Okay, somebody else who was wriggling in his seat during that was Jake, who's here. You are here on behalf of the Green Party. How old are you, Jake?
I'm 15.
So you are somebody who's obviously, I mean, I can see you've got the Green Party tattooed all over you. You're somebody who's obviously very engaged in politics, but you can't vote.
Absolutely, yeah. It's incredibly frustrating sometimes.
But I think it's probably fair to say that there are a lot of people who are 16, 17-year-olds or 15 to 18-year-olds who aren't particularly interested, who probably wouldn't go out and vote. Why is that?
Well, I think it is slightly due to politics not being taught properly in schools. You know, we do have politics occasionally taught in PHSE lessons, but it's not required of all schools. And Caroline Lucas, who is the Green MP, she has a bill going through Parliament at the moment to actually get PHSE in politics being taught properly in all schools.
Sure, I'm sure. I mean, there's lots of people trying to do things about it, but I mean, you talk about it being being taught in schools. That's just as boring, right? I mean, school isn't a fun place to go for a lot of young people.
No, and I think we have to remember that young people in particular do like to talk about things. You know, I talk to lots of young people. We talk about loads of different stuff, which is related to politics, as various people have just said, but it's not directly related to party politics. And I think if we teach how young people can make a difference, I think that that could engage a lot more young people in politics.
Sure. OK, thank you, Jake. And just very, very quickly, we're just going to come back to Dale, who is here on behalf of the UK Independence Party. We heard Nigel Farage, your leader over there as well, backing up what you said about 16, 17-year-olds not being allowed the vote. We saw in Scotland, and we heard from two people in Scotland who got involved in the Scottish referendum, a massive turnout. People are interested. Surely, is that not a case in point? Is that not enough to say, actually, they should be allowed to vote?
Well, I mean, the Scottish referendum was actually a big issue. It was deciding whether you should be independent or stay in the United Kingdom. So, of course, you know, that is why the turnout was so big. But going back to sort of the Prime Minister's questions thing, I think the two main parties have become so similar nowadays. They're just talking about insulting each other, talk about what colour tie they're wearing, that sort of thing.
OK.
Why won't your party and the Tories as well, you know, why don't they want to give 16 and 17-year-olds a vote?
Because, as Nigel said, it's not a priority, is it? I mean, you know, the thing is, what we should be doing is getting young people, 16 and 17, talking about politics, and then when they go into the ballot box, they can actually make a decision.
But is a 30-year-old who goes to the ballot box any more informed than a 16-year-old?
Well, of course they are, because they might have a house, they might, you know...
How does that make them more informed in politics? Like, as a 16-year-old, I might have a job.
Yeah, but as a 16-year-old, like, when I was 16, I didn't have a lot of responsibilities. There's a lot of maturing between the age of 16 and 18, and obviously some people mature a lot earlier than others, but I think at 18, when everyone's caught up, I think that's the right time, for me personally, that people should be voting.
OK, I think it's alive now, this is good. Let's come over here very quickly. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Kate, I'm a young person with Yellow House, and I'd just like to say that 16, 17, in the eyes of the law, you're actually an adult. So why you're not treated as one is beyond me.
OK, good stuff. Loads of hands up now in the room. I feel like this is heating up. We're going to take a short break, we're going to play some songs and stuff, and then we're going to come back and we will have more from our Summit Up the Tower after this.
Have your say now. Tweet. Hashtag My Life, My Vote. Have your say now. Tweet. Hashtag My Life, My Vote.
Hello, I'm Daryl Morris. Welcome back to our Summit Up the Tower. We are here in St John's Beacon, high above Liverpool, chewing the fat on what does and doesn't get young people interested in politics. We've had a bit of a panel changeover, so we've still got Miguel, who's here from MD Productions and a Britain's Got Talent semi-finalist. Kira, who's is still here, a member of our Youth Parliament. And we've got Alison, who's swapped with Luciana as the Labour MP. Hello, Alison. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello there. Okay. In the room as well, still representatives from the Green Party, from UKIP, from the Lib Dems, and plenty plenty of young people as well with plenty to say for themselves. Laura Pennington also is at Meadow Hall. This is a massive shopping centre between Sheffield and Rotherham. She is there with a group from Yorkshire.
Yes, this is where thousands of people come every week, mostly thinking more about what they're buying or seeing at the cinema rather than who they want to run the country. But Jacob, you're actually quite into politics. What is it that interests you about it?
It's not so much the aspect of laws and legislation, it's more about politics that affects people in society, such as like the NHS, schooling, stuff like that.
And Oliver, you're part of the Youth Parliament for Rotherham. Why did you want to be a part of that?
Because I feel that it's important to give young people a voice, and if politicians aren't listening to them, I think that I want to play my role in allowing them to do that.
And Jack as well, you're studying politics at university, aren't you? Why do you think young people aren't engaged with it?
It's become a bit of a cliche to say they're not engaged with it. I think from the political process itself they've become disengaged, but from politics they haven't, because they still have views about things just as much as anybody else does.
But Bridie and Katie, you're not into politics at all, are you?
No, not really. I've not really got any opinion, to be honest. I've never really been interested.
And why is that? What is it that turns you off about it?
Nothing really. It's just not, like, nothing I'm really interested in.
Like Bridie said, I'm not really bothered about it, really. It seems too complicated for me.
And Jack, what's the big issue for you?
Obviously, with being at university, it's a big thing about tuition fees and about what students get from university, but also to do with schools and even younger, you know, primary schools. And if we get education right, then that can affect so many other things in politics. If people have a good education, they're better off for their futures.
I completely agree with what Jack's saying about education, but I think there needs to be a big focus on political education and teaching young people the skills that they will need in the future, so how to interest payments, mortgages, what all the parties stand for.
I think that there's a lot of unemployed people, and I think that they should help them find jobs instead of giving the jobs to other people who aren't necessarily from England.
Is that something that you worry about then, for when you maybe finish education, when you're thinking about trying to find a job yourself?
Yeah, I think that's a big, like, a big thing for a lot of people, like our age. Like, will there be enough jobs for us? Will there be jobs out there, like, in our environment? Like,
so, as you can hear, there are some quite clear messages coming out of South Yorkshire for those politicians that are wanting to run the country.
Laura, thank you very much indeed. Some really interesting issues there, some really interesting views of those people in Yorkshire. Also, our non-voter Natalie was nodding along quite vigorously to some of the issues being raised there. Maybe we'll make a voter out of you by the end of today, maybe. Let's just welcome Alison very quickly. He's a Labour Party MP who's joined our panel. Alison, hello.
Hello.
Is it a cliche to say that young people aren't engaged in politics? We've heard a lot of issues there. We've heard a lot of people talking about issues here. We've got Kira here. It feels like actually this is a lot of nonsense and people are actually interested in politics.
It's not a load of nonsense. It's just that, number one, you should never say all young people are the same, because they're not. And some people are really interested and involved and others are less so. And also, there's plenty of older people who are not very interested in politics and don't vote as well. So it's not unique to younger people. I guess the one thing I think, reflecting on the conversation that you've had so far as well, is that when you look at the House of Commons and when you look at Parliament, it is kind of dominated by older men, basically.
Miguel, we heard a lot of people talking about that. Do the people that you work with, they feel like nobody's speaking to them in politics? I mean, has Alison got a good point about it all being old blokes?
That's why people don't engage. I think they would want to engage, and we've had a debate many times. We had one only two nights ago, from the age of four right up to 25. It was in a dance studio, it was a fun environment, and they could engage with that and felt safe to have a say. So I feel if it was presented in a more commercial way, then people would engage more.
Sure. Miguel, thank you very much. Kira, who is our youth MP, you are representative, much more representative of people.
Yeah, I mean, in the Youth Parliament, we have 51% of our youth MPs are women, so that's just one statistic, whereas in Parliament it's only 22%. Politicians seem to be more interested in themselves than who they're meant to represent, and for young people that's just like,
lots of people, yeah, nodding in agreement there. I think that everybody's a little bit fed up with that. Let's just very quickly come over here. Hello, what's your name?
Hi Zoe. Hi, I can say two things. Firstly, I think it's quite disgusting that in school we don't get taught politics. Like, we get taught maths, English, science, but not politics, and it's about our everyday lives and how we run and everything. And secondly, I also think it's really disturbing as well how there's 20% women in politics, yet there's 50% in the world, and it's like, not a democracy, is it?
Just very quickly, the people, can we have, by a wave show of hands, who can vote but is deciding not to, or has decided not to, or is probably not going to vote. And you can be honest. I mean, like, obviously, it's totally fine, you know? Be honest. Okay. Oh, not too many people. Okay. John, we're going to... Is John right? Yes, yes, we're going to come back to you very quickly. You're under the age of being able to vote. You can't vote. Go ahead. What are you saying?
Could there be a way for, say, a website for you to vote, or, say, like, hashtag Labour, hashtag Conservative kind of thing? Because I think I can't vote, but I think if I could vote... I'm quite a lazy person, so I'd prefer to go on the internet and vote to kind of walk out and put a piece of paper in a box.
Alison, our politician, voting by hashtag.
I'm not quite sure about voting by hashtag. I think that might be I think that might be a little bit too far. But look, I went to a school in my patch, Bebbington High School, to talk about registering to vote, because I was really worried that people wouldn't know how to do it. And you know what? I was bowled over, because not only did the students there already know how to register to vote, a lot of them had, and they showed me how easy it was just to put into Google, register to vote, and then it takes you almost automatically to the Electoral Commission's website.
On the way next, we're going to meet one man who is out there trying to make people engage with politics, trying to get people to vote. More from our summit up the tower after this.
Have your say now. Tweet hashtag my life, my vote. Have your say now. Tweet hashtag my life, my vote.
I'm Daryl Morris. We are here in Liverpool, up St John's Beacon, for our Summit Up the Tower. We've been joined by a panel of politicians, youth politicians, and those people who work with youth groups, and a whole host of young people as well, to decide whether or not young people are interested in politics, and if they are interested in politics, why? What makes them interested? What are the issues facing young people in 2015 as we approach the general election? Don't forget that you can get involved in our hashtag as well. Hashtag my life, my vote. Hashtag my life, my vote. Get involved over there. Have your say. This is a chance for your voice to be heard, for you to voice the concerns that you have. Let's also hear from some more people. Michelle Livesey's been out in Manchester meeting one man who's trying to change attitudes to voting among young people, and let's find out why he's been moved to do it.
Yeah, well, we're here in Manchester, just outside the city centre. With me is 22-year-old Abs. For those who don't really know much about Moss Side, how do you see Moss Side? Because obviously you're Moss Side born and bred.
I see, like, Moss Side as a multicultural city where everyone, like, loves each other and everything. Like, everyone looks out for each other and, like, it's like a big family.
How hard has it been growing up in Moss Side as a young person?
When I turned 18 and left college, I was unemployed for 3 years and I was on the work programme. I really, really personally struggled on a like mental level as well. Like, I like felt really, really depressed being unemployed for 3 years, because when I was in school and college, I never knew nothing about voting, so I had to do my own research. And now with my research, I influence other people. Hi, I'm Abs.
Hi, Abs, all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Just wondering, are you a voter?
I don't normally vote, to be honest, because I don't like to tend to engage in politics.
Do you know that this affects your life and has, like, obviously if you don't vote, you don't have a say in, like, what goes on?
People don't explain or give you the education on what voting means, so you telling me this means a lot now to me in terms of, like, wanting to vote.
Like, obviously being unemployed, you struggle a lot. Do you know what a party is?
Yeah, I've kind of managed to learn a bit. I think there's three main ones, which is, I think it's Labour, Conservatives, and is it Lib Dems?
Yeah. Oh, wow, you're the first young person to name our three major parties.
Yeah, but like, you see them on TV, you see it.
How much does it frustrate you when you hear young people in particular say, do you know what, why bother voting? My say is not going to count.
That really, really annoyed me, because at the end of the day, I was like that when I was a kid. Like, oh, I don't want to vote. And I learned the hard way. I was unemployed for 3 years. I was really, really depressed and no one took me seriously. I was sanctioned and everything. And it affected me, like, mentally. And that will affect them. And I don't want it to happen to them at all. So I want them to vote for someone. It don't matter who you vote for, just vote for someone. And then you can have your say.
You know, walking round, you see on your right-hand side now the food bank.
Yeah, that's really, really upsetting for me, because when I see that food bank, I got really, really upset, because I nearly turned to that. But then I just, luckily, my family helped me out as well. But like, when I see young families got to go food bank, to the benefits of being sanctioned, which is, like, very, very sad for me.
So obviously we're actually walking down your street now. I mean, what are some of the issues that you come across on your doorstep in terms of reasons why you say to people, this is why you should vote,
like,
right here?
Even like
my neighbour who's suffering, his son's deaf and blind and is really disabled, and that they've had a lot of, really, a lot of cuts, and that makes me really, really sad. We've got this centre here, Green Haze, which hardly gets used anymore because of the council cuts and everything for people's education, people's ESOL lessons and everything, which is very sad. But the main thing for me is my neighbour and other young other people who are disabled on the street don't have the protection that I need anymore, because they need gates in the alleyways, they need like ramps and everything. They can't have that no more because of all the cuts and everything. I've seen my family literally go from up there to that bottom. I want young people just to vote and get their voices heard and like not be like how I was 5 years ago.
This is my life, my vote.
Interesting. Michelle, thank you very much for that. A couple of issues that came up there facing young people, jobs cuts, youth centres cuts, also tuition fees. Politicians want us to be engaged. Politicians want us young people to vote and to trust them, you know. There's a hell of a lot of trust involved. Chris, you're standing for the Liberal Democrats at the next election. Your party promised, they signed a pledge to say that they wouldn't increase tuition fees. Your party gets into government and tuition fees go up. You want to be a politician. Why should we trust you?
Why should you trust me? I mean, I think that, you know, I was born in a part of North London which was quite deprived. I got involved in politics because I wanted to change my local community. But, you know, I can understand why people would feel like they couldn't trust me or couldn't trust other politicians as well. When you feel that you aren't being listened to, people, young people, not just young people, voters as well. It's all right, kind of saying to people, vote, but they've got to have reasons to vote.
Next, more from our Summit of the Tower.
This is my life, my vote. This is my life, my vote. Have your say now. Tweet, hashtag, my life, my vote.
Hello, I'm Daryl Morris. Welcome back to our Summit Up the Tower. We are here in Liverpool debating whether or not 16 and 17-year-olds should be given the vote, and if young people aren't interested in politics, why aren't they interested in politics? Dominic Johnson has been finding out what issues people in the northeast of England think are important to them in the run-up to the general election.
You join us here in the northeast, looking out at the beautiful Tyne Bridge from Sage Gateshead on the banks of the Tyne. I'm joined by three people from across our area to talk about the big issues affecting people in the northeast.
I'm Luke, I'm 19 from Durham.
I'm Tom, I'm 18 from Newcastle.
I'm Alex, I'm 22 and I'm from North Yorkshire.
So the first issue we're talking about today, we're talking about immigration, whether you guys think it is a problem, whether it's something that is a big issue. I mean, we're going to come to Luke first. What do you think on this one?
I wouldn't say it needs to be stopped entirely, but there definitely needs to be more measures put in place, because we need to have some form of cap on that, just so we can create more opportunities for ourselves as well.
I'd probably say we're the softest country in the European Union when it comes to immigration and like overcrowding, and I also think there's a risk of where do you draw the line.
And Alex, on immigration, how about you? What are you thinking on this one?
Well, it's like you were saying, come here, come work. I think it should be an open country, but I think when you get to small issues within immigration, like people coming and claiming child benefits and daycare and then not working as well, I think it gets very controversial.
We know that there is not the best prospects ever, as it were, for getting into jobs. Does that worry you guys?
Jobs is probably the area that worries me the least, because I've never really had trouble finding the job. But I don't know if that's just me, or if that's kind of, are people that moan about finding jobs, are they not looking hard enough, or are they looking in the wrong areas, or have they just not got the skills for what they're looking for?
Do you think things have changed a lot since the previous generations were going out there and getting jobs?
I think the problem lies with people who don't have the skills, people who are trying to support family, people who are older and looking for a job. And also, I think a huge thing that's still a problem is the rise of zero-hour contracts. And I just think that that's almost kind of inhuman.
One of the big issues up here in the North East, we know we have a lot of various problems when it comes to obesity, smoking, that kind of thing. Is the NHS a big thing that you are worried about?
Like, I don't think this country could survive without the NHS. And I think the way it gets its money is the right way of doing things. It's just some of the unnecessary costs, you know. Like, over £1 billion a year is spent on helping people who have had smoking-related diseases, but should it really be having to do that?
Are you going to vote?
I am going to vote, and I know in this election in particular, people might seem a little bit hopeless, the fact that it's probably going to be another hung parliament, but I don't think that's a reason to step away from the system and not have your say.
I have to be honest, I'm one of those people that doesn't vote.
If you vote and a different party gets in, at least you've actually, you know, you put it out there, and you can complain all you like about the other ones.
Dominic, thank you very much indeed. An interesting snapshot from the North East there. Kira, as our youth MP, the people that you speak to and the people that you sort of like work with in the youth parliament, we hear immigration being banged on about a lot on the news. We hear it's obviously a massive debate to be had at this general election and general elections before and general elections to come. Do young people actually care? Do young people feel they're being affected by immigration?
I don't think it is a big issue talked about among young people. I think that's another reason why young people aren't engaged with politics, because the conversation is around immigration and that isn't necessarily something that is top of our agenda.
Okay, Kira, like any issue, it will be split. There'll be some young people who think otherwise, who don't necessarily share your view. There'll be some who do. Lots and lots of hands up in the room, lots of people nodding along, some people shaking their head. This is a great debate and more from our Summit Up the Tower after this.
Have your say now. Tweet hashtag my life, my vote.
Hello, I'm Daryl Morris. Welcome back to our Summit Up the Tower. We are here in Liverpool with a bunch of young people, some politicians and some interested parties, to chew the fat over whether 16 and 17-year-olds should be given the vote and what, if anything, young people care about when it comes to politics and the up-and-coming general election. So many people having their say right now on Twitter. Thank you very much for that. The debate is alive over there. Hashtag MyLifeMyVote is where we're at. Hashtag MyLifeMyVote. Get involved and have your say. Miguel, one of our panellists, Britain's Got Talent semi-finalist, three times. How many politicians do you see that you know that look like you, that talk like you, that have your mindset?
None. Well, this lady sitting next to me speaks a little bit like me. But I've been to Parliament several times. No one wears a cap, no one wears jeans. No one represents any of the people that I work with at all. Everyone kind of looks of the same mindset, so that was very off-putting to me. And, sure. I raised it and asked the issue why everyone dresses the same, why people don't wear a cap, why I had to take mine off when I entered.
Sure, okay. So they don't wear caps, they don't wear jeans, don't necessarily look like us. Jenny, to you, one of our voters, young voters, does that matter? I mean, are you bothered about them wearing caps and jeans, as long as they're tackling the issues you want them to tackle, right?
Parliament should definitely be more representative of the whole population, and obviously that is going to be people in caps and jeans, you know, it's going to be people that are homeless as well. It shouldn't just be all rich, posh men. That's what a lot of people think, that, you know, they don't really care about Northerners as well.
Oh, interesting. North-South divide. Yeah. There's another debate maybe for another day. Loads and loads of people wanting to have that. Actually, we want to get a picture of... Oh, put Miguel's hat on Alison. Okay, go ahead. Go on then. Let's make that happen. Go on then. Miguel is handing his cap to Alison, our MP, and there you go.
Yeah!
I think it suits. I think that's a very electable look you've got there, Alison. Well done. We're going to come back to that in a little bit. People have got their hands up here in the room. Loads and loads of people want to have their say. Don't forget that you can have your say as well on our hashtag MyLifeMyVote. Just going to come back to some of those people who said that they wouldn't vote at the start of tonight. Sophie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You were one of them. You said that you don't vote. Do you feel like, after hearing what some of the politicians have had to say, after talking about some of the issues, do you feel like you're more inclined now to want to vote?
Yeah, definitely. After some of the things I've heard, I do think that I would vote. I think I still need to be educated on, like, some of the different parties, what they can promise, how convincing they are that would actually happen. So I'm more likely to look into it now.
Sure. And Natalie, coming to you as well very quickly. You've been one of our non-voters, more inclined to want to go to the ballot box?
Definitely, yeah. I realise myself I've got a lot of opinions. And now that I'm going to try and express that by using my vote, yeah.
OK, maybe we just need to have these conversations, right? We just need to talk about it sometimes, yeah? A lot of people nodding. We're going to come very quickly to our panellists and to our politicians before we finish. Miguel, one thing very quickly. How do we get more young people involved in politics? So one way that we can do that.
I think you've just heard the answer here today. The politicians need to present themselves to the young people in an informal way to non-voters.
OK, Alison, very quickly, one way that you as a politician can get more people interested in politics.
Talk to people, always talking. Talking is always the answer.
Great. We're going to come to you, Dale, as well, standing on behalf of UKIP.
Bring politics into schools.
Great. Chris, standing for the Lib Dems.
Yeah, I think it's talking to people, but I think one thing I would change is getting into Parliament is trying to change the culture of this kind of blame game kind of culture, where we're constantly just kind of having a go at each other to make political points.
Okay.
Issues.
Okay, less punching Judy, less shouting at each other. Jake also is our member representing the Greens. One way that we can get young people involved in politics, young people like you as well at 15.
There's a fantastic website called voteforpolicies.org, which gives you a set of policies from each party, but it's blind, so they don't tell you which party it's from, and you pick the ones you care about the most, and it will show you what party best represents your views.
Thank you very much to all our panellists tonight. Thank you very much indeed to all the people here in the room who've contributed. Thank you very much for getting involved. We should make the point that we did ask a member of the Conservative Party to take part in the programme this evening, but nobody was available. Thank you very much indeed for you getting involved at home as well. Hashtag my life, my vote. Let's keep the debate going and let's hold our politicians to account as well. Thank you very much indeed from the summit of the tower.
This is my life, my vote. Key3. We just keep doing it big. The hits for Manchester.
Get more Key3 online. Click key3radio.co.uk.
You hated Mondays at school. Mondays at college were a bit rubbish too. And uni? Well, uni was all about the weekends.
Let's go to work.
We want you to love Mondays, so we've got £1 million of work right now at our website.
Work!
There's hundreds of jobs in every sector and every level, from engineering to hair and beauty and everything in between. Start on your career path with £1 million of work with Priority Recruitment. Your recruitment, our priority. Key3radio.co.uk.